The Wolf and the Seven Little Goats. A mother goat lives with her seven little children. They have a small house in the forest. They are a happy family. One day, the mother goat calls the seven little goats.
Dear children, I'm going into the forest. I need to get some food for you, she says. Now listen to me carefully. Don't open the door to anybody. There is an old wolf in the forest. He can come here and eat you.
Don't worry, Mother, say the seven little goats. We will be very careful.
The mother goat hugs her children and gets out of the house. She tells them to close the door and she goes into the forest. The wolf watches the mother goat behind a tree. He waits for a short time. Then he goes to the house and knocks on the door.
Dear children, I am your mother. Open the door. I have got some presents for you, he says.
Our mother's voice is soft and gentle. Your voice is rough. You are not our mother. You are a wolf. Go away,
shout the seven little goats. The wolf is angry because the goats don't open the door. The wolf has got an idea. He goes near the bees. He gets some honey from the beehive and eats it. He wants to make his voice soft. Then he goes to the goat's house again and knocks on the door.
Dear children, I am your mother. Open the door. I have got some presents for you, says the wolf in a soft voice.
Show us your feet, say the seven little goats.
So the wolf puts his feet underneath the door.
Our mother's feet are white. Your feet are brown. You are not our mother. You're a wolf. Go away,
shout the seven little goats. The wolf has got an idea again. He goes to the bakery.
I want to buy some flour, he says.
The baker is surprised. He puts some flour in a bag and gives it to the wolf. When the wolf comes out of the bakery, he opens the bag and puts the flour on his feet. He smiles and says,
My feet are white now. Those little goats will open the door for me.
Then he goes to the goat's house once again.
Dear children, I am your mother. Open the door. I have got some presents for you, says the wolf.
He puts his feet underneath the door. The seven little goats look at the wolf's white feet.
This is our mother,
they think. They open the door and see the wolf. They are very scared. The wolf enters the house. The seven little goats cry and run around the house. The first goat hides under the table. The second goat goes into the bed. The third goat runs to the kitchen. The fourth goat gets inside the closet. The fifth goat hides behind the curtain. The sixth goat goes into the chimney. And the seventh goat gets into the chest. The wolf runs around the house and finds six of the seven little goats. He catches them and eats them quickly. He doesn't look inside the chest, so he can't find the seventh goat. Then the wolf goes out of the house. He lies on the grass and falls asleep. The mother goat comes home. When she opens the door, she can't believe her eyes. The house is very dirty and untidy. Some chairs and bowls are broken.
Oh no! Cries the mother goat. Where are my children?
I'm here, Mother. I'm in the chest, says the seventh goat.
The mother goat helps him to get out. The seventh goat tells his mother about the wolf. The mother goat gets very angry. She goes out and finds the wolf sleeping under a tree. The mother goat looks at the wolf's belly. Something is moving in it.
My children are alive, she thinks.
She goes to the house quickly.
Bring me a pair of scissors, a needle, and some thread,
she says to the seventh goat. He puts them in a basket and gives it to his mother. Then the mother goat cuts the wolf's belly. The six little goats are alive, and they jump out of the wolf's belly. The mother goat and the seven little goats are very happy. They hug each other. Then the mother goat says,
There are stones near the river. Bring me some stones.
The seven little goats run to the river and bring seven large stones. They put the stones inside the wolf's belly. Then the mother goat saws the wolf's belly quietly. After a short time, the wolf wakes up.
Oh, I feel very thirsty, he says.
He walks down to the river. He wants to drink some water, but the stones in his belly are very heavy. He loses his balance and falls into the water. From then on, nobody sees the wolf again. The mother goat and the seven little goats live in the forest happily.